The First Page of Mr. Toppet by Charles Elton. And out of the darkness Mr. Toppet comes, and he comes not for you or for me, but for all of us. It had taken Mr. Toppet a long time to arrive, and while the wait was not a problem, the brevity of his appearance clearly was, for the small coven of dissenters who felt frankly short-changed by the fact that when he did turn up, it was in only the last sentence of what turned out to be the last book of my father's Hayseed Chronicles. But what I think is that the majority of the Hayseed faithful were secretly rather relieved not to have to face the almost certain anticlimax of a more definitive appearance by Mr. Toppet. At any rate, there has never been any shortage of people telling me in numbing detail which side of this particular fence they sit, Mr. Toppet-wise. In fact, I firmly believe that throughout the world, wherever men gather to communicate and converse, from the Kaffeeklatschen of Vienna to the boardrooms of Wall Street to the rock churches of Ethiopia, someone somewhere will be discussing what the last sentence of the last book actually means. Personally, I have no idea. If I could remember a time before Hayseed, I think it would seem so golden to me that I could only presume I had imagined it. The truth is that there is no before. Although it was only some years after his death that my father was elected to the sainthood of children's authors, the sales of the books had always been steady, though modest, and the name of Luke Hayseed was not unknown among more progressive parents who felt their children should not be shielded from the cruelties and uncertainties of life. The very cruelties and uncertainties that were the stock in trade of the Hayseed books. But what is undeniable is that I was not, at that time, accosted by complete strangers in restaurants or pinned up against walls during cocktail parties by people telling me how I had ruined their childhood or, much, much worse, how I'd been an inspiration to them. Our mother, Martha Heyman, always maintained that anybody could have known something extraordinary was going to happen. While the efficacy of Martha's dark powers was never in question, I doubt whether even she could have predicted that Laurie's spontaneous decision to add the Hayseed half hours to a radio broadcast in Modesto, California, would have been the catalyst for what subsequently happened. But by the time Laurie had graduated from radio to television, still talking about the Hayseed Chronicles, not only the books themselves were all over the place, but also a book about the book. By the time Hayseed Karma, originally published by a small press in Modesto, whose biggest seller to date had been a guide to the bicycle trails of the Stanislaus County, had sat on the New York Times bestseller list for 47 weeks, it was clear that it was time for the extant members of the Hayseed family to acknowledge that something extraordinary had indeed happened. I don't keep a complete set. Why would I? I was there at the beginning. I was the beginning. But if you draw bookshops and gift shops and computer shops and duty-free shops and mail-order catalogues and ads in this magazine or that magazine, and special offers on the back of certain cereal packets, you'll find some of the following. The 5 original paperbacks, of course, the box set of the original 5 paperbacks, the activity book for the older readers, the hardback deluxe compendium edition with the coloured or colourised, the originals were in black and white, illustrations, the board game, a throw of the dice decides which entrance you take into the Darkwood, PlayStation Hayseed game, Do You Dare to Be Mr. Toppet, the Royal Dalton cereal bowl set, the egg cups, porcelain figures of Luke, Dayglow rucksacks, pencil boxes, notebook, Christmas cards, t-shirts with My Brother Went to the Darkwood and all Mr. Toppet allowed him to bring back was this lousy t-shirt emblazoned on the back. Unauthorized, I suspect. I'll get the lawyers onto it. The baseball caps and the key rings. For me, it's a slow descent into merchandise hell. And wherever I find myself trapped there, I think of Leela, for it was her drawings that trapped me in it.